A lot of oncologists in practice have questions about the duration of adjuvant aromatase inhibitors. I don't know how many people in clinical practice are getting out to the five-year point, but it's going to happen over the next couple of years. What's been discussed in the research community? I know at one point there was discussion about re-randomization and attack, and I guess that's not going to happen. Is that question going to be looked at in the clinical trials?
It's a very important question. It's quite interesting. As soon as you get good results, you have new questions. And, should you have 5 years? Should you have 10 years? We did discuss a re-randomization and attack. By the time we got around to discussing it, it was too late. Putting through a protocol and getting ethics committees from 360 centers would be tough and was not possible.
Another question that's been raised is whether or not consideration should be given to studying tamoxifen after an AI.
Yes. Well, again, I don't know of any trials out there. It's a reason, possibly a reasonable thing to do, but I think before starting any trial like that, what you need to see is the data from BIG 198 on the switch from letrozole to tamoxifen at 2 to 3 years.
Any practical advice for non-protocol decision-making at the five-year point on anastrozole?
Well, the ethical thing to do is to stop, because that's where the data stops. You don't know what you're doing beyond that. You're in uncharted territory. What effect does, longer-term anastrozole have on the heart? We haven't seen any much increase, but if you go on longer, you may see it. What effect does long-term anastrozole have on bone? My own view is that you should stop. That's the purest view, of course, and I suspect people will be out there continuing these aromatase inhibitors, but it will be in uncharted territory.